Fifth Perek, first Mishnah. Dam Shechita Bevehima Vechayim Veoifes. Dam that comes out at the time of the Shechita. At the time of the Shechita, there's a spurt of blood. That spurt of blood is type of blood you chayv koris. Bein Tamei, Bein Tamei, whether it's a kosher animal, not kosher animal. Dam Nechira, if it came out when you didn't do a Shechita, but you tore open its neck. Or Dam Ikur, you uprooted the Simonim, the food pipe and windpipe, and that through that you killed it. Dam Hakozer Shenefesh Yitziboy, or he's bloodletting, but the blood that comes out that's going to cause him to die. All these Chayiv Malev, he has to bring a korban if he ate them, because they're Chayiv Koris. But Dam Tchol, the dam which is absorbed in the Tchol, the spleen of Dam Alev, the dam in the heart. Over here, this is talking about that it's absorbed in the flesh of the heart, not in the cavity of the heart. Dam Beitzim, dam in eggs. This is talking about over here testicles that have blood. Dam Dogim, dam chagovim, blood from fish and from bugs. Dam batamsis, blood that comes out after that initial spurt came out, the blood that drips after, which is not considered dam nefesh even by the shechita. Ein chayav malevim, all these do not have issur koreis, and therefore you don't bring a korban. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'dam batamsis. Rabbi Yehuda says this dam batamsis that comes out afterwards, at the later stage of the Dam HaShechita, you are Chayiv, we don't pass him like that. Yeah. The Maise, some of these are also Midaraisa, and some are only also Drabonim. For example, Dam Dogim is only also Mishum HaSayim. Yeah.